Disc 2.
If you're not tired, Fish, he said aloud, you must be very strange. He felt very tired now, and he knew the night would come soon, and he tried to think of other things. He thought of the big leagues. To him they were the Gran Lijas. And he knew that the Yankees of New York were playing the Tigres of Detroit. This is the second day now that I do not know the result of the Huejos, he thought. But I must have confidence, and I must be worthy of the great DiMaggio, who does all things perfectly, even with the pain of the bone spur in his heel. What is a bone spur? He asked himself. Una espuela de hueso. We do not have them. Can it be as painful as the spur of a fighting cock in one's heel? I do not think I could endure that, or the loss of the eye and of both eyes, and continue to fight as the fighting cocks do. Man is not much beside the great birds and beasts. Still, I would rather be that beast down there in the darkness of the sea. Unless sharks come, he said aloud. If sharks come, God pity him and me. Do you believe the great DiMaggio would stay with a fish as long as I will stay with this one? He thought. I am sure he would, and more, since he is young and strong. Also, his father was a fisherman. But would the bone spur hurt him too much? I do not know, he said aloud. I never had a bone spur. As the sun set, he remembered, to give himself more confidence, the time in the tavern at Casablanca, when he had played the hand game with the great Negro from Cienfuegos, who was the strongest man on the docks. They had gone one day and one night with their elbows on a chalk line on the table and their forearms straight up and their hands gripped tight. Each one was trying to force the other's hand down onto the table. There was much betting, and people went in and out of the room under the kerosene lights, and he had looked at the arm and hand of the Negro and at the Negro's face. They changed the referees every 4 hours after the first eight so that the referees could sleep. Blood came out from under the fingernails of both his and the Negro's hands, and they looked each other in the eye and at their hands and forearms, and bettors went in and out of the room and sat on high chairs against the wall and watched. The walls were painted bright blue and were of wood, and the lamps threw their shadows against them. The Negro's shadow was huge, and it moved on the wall as the breeze moved the lamps.